maximize the internal benefit of the person. Now they want to believe.
Yeah, I think for me, when I experienced that, you know, a lot of the benefit of doing it comes kind of afterwards when you've disciplined yourself to just go ahead and do it and not think so much about it. You know, and just kind of, it's like jumping into the water when you're not sure if it's going to be too cold or not, you know, jumping into the swing, just do it, you know, just suspend, you know, trust that initial impulse to give. You know, that's, you know, oftentimes there is that initial impulse to give, and then all of a sudden the rational mind says, oh, but, you know, if I give it, I won't have it, or maybe it will be taken in the wrong way, or, you know, there's that impulse that's kind of running underneath, you know, the subtext. But to trust that, you know, as long as it's, you know, a wholesome thing that you're giving, just to go ahead and do that. And then afterwards reflect, okay, well, how do I feel now? Was it worth it? And to really look at that and say, oh, okay, yeah, that really was the right thing to do. And I don't have what it is that I was kind of slightly holding on to anymore, and I may realize a little bit of a loss, but really, you know, what's the final result in my mind? And then it's just retraining, just doing it over and over and over again, because the impulse to hold or to grasp, whether it's a material item or time or you know, view and opinion or whatever it is that you're relinquishing, you know, those are ingrained habits, and it's just kind of through doing it over and over again, and then really looking at, well, what's the state of mind afterwards? And most of the time for me, it's like, I'm really glad I did that. And so recollecting, that kind of recollection, is helps to really reinforce the next time that situation comes up. You think, oh, okay, well, the last time I did that and I remembered and I thought about it, it really felt good. So it becomes maybe that much easier to do it the next time. I don't know if that's what you were getting at.
It is, but, I mean, you know, maybe this is just blowing my mind, works against myself sometimes, and I don't play doing that to me down on myself, but it's like, if I recollect, it's like, well, that was a mixed motivation when you did that. You know, it's like, it can kind of keep
right.
going around, and it's like, it's not healthy.
I think just recognizing.
I think that's a little bit sort of like the difference between jhana anusati and atma anusati. The sort of recollection of generosity or recollection of self. No, so it's like, oh, that's why we have to train in this recollection. Because we do tend to complicate things and make it more complicated. So then sort of we get the confidence in, you know, it really does brighten my mind, I don't make it so complicated. So that's where the, kind of these as a practice are really fruitful things.
Yeah. And if there is a mixed motivation, that's okay. It's still better to do the right thing, even with a mixed motivation, than to say, okay, well, that wasn't completely 100% pure, and therefore I'm not going to do it again. You know?
It's just kind of a hopeless idea.
Yeah. It takes some knowing of what's going on with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly you don't feel that. Mostly you tend not to know what people are thinking.
Because often also an act of receiving can be an act of giving as well.
Sure.
Yeah. There are a lot of layers.